Some say fat is becoming the new normal in America. According to the most recent data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 7 in 10 U.S. adults age 20 and older are either overweight or obese. Rates are lower for children and adolescents but have risen drastically over the past few decades. But the problem is bigger in some states. In fact, one survey ranks Michigan second as it relates to the percentage of obese children. To determine where obesity and overweight most dangerously persist, personal finance website WalletHub compared the 50 states and the District of Columbia. Here's WalletHub analyst Joe Gonzalez.
We looked at 29 different metrics. That data set ranges from the share of obesity and overweight population per state to things like sugary beverage consumption among teens. Just when we're looking at a very high percentage of obese adults, Michigan is close to the top. Michigan right now also has the second highest percentage of obese children, second only to Mississippi.
As Gonzalez says, sugary drinks and lack of exercise are big contributors. Registered dietitian Christy Veldkamp says it's a big problem, especially due to the addictive qualities of some food items.
And we try to stop and think it's just a matter of willpower, but there is an addictive property to food. Those highly processed, highly palatable foods that are high in sugar, salt, high in fat, they do trigger that release of the dopamine and serotonin in our brain that make you crave that food and want to eat it more.
Experts say the U.S. spends nearly $200 billion in annual health care costs related to obesity and that the weight loss industry continues to expand. You can find the full report at WalletHub.com. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.